trouble in the Shaky Isles. There's reports of 3 earthquakes in the last few hours, tsunami warnings and all sorts of things going on. And one person who should know, or who does know all about it, is Triple M newsreader, one of our favourites. Also, she was a survivor of the Christchurch earthquake in 2011. Claire Sherwood, hello, love.
Good morning, team.
What do you know?
Look, it's pretty, it's deja vu, isn't it, for people like me. I know I woke actually this morning very early our time. It was my husband. He was getting up for work and said, have you seen this? Have you seen this? It's all go. It's all go. So there has been 3 sizable, like very large quakes this morning. But there's in total about 20 if you look at all of the aftershocks and the activity in between as well. So across the ditch, they're very much on edge. I can say I've been in touch with my family, I've been in touch with friends, and everyone's very much on the edge of their seats.
Claire, it's off the northeast coast, isn't it? So it's sort of off Auckland, northeast of Auckland, where it's where it occurred.
Yeah, so Auckland, or if you think of Gisborne, if anyone knows Gisborne, which is further off to the east there, it's sort of north of Gisborne a little. So it is out to sea, which is similar to that first quake Christchurch had in 2010, though, where it felt a little bit further away from, I guess, civilization, a little bit further out. What's scary, though, is that obviously all the tectonic activity triggers more quakes. And I know that people in the North Island this morning will be worried about what happened in Christchurch, which was, of course, a few months later, a quake that was actually smaller on the Richter scale, much smaller than these ones, in fact. But because of the location and because of where it was positioned and the timing of day and all of these elements that come into play, that one ended up being really catastrophic. And that's where we saw all of those deaths.
The line I'm reading here, the top story is move immediately because of tsunami fears. Now, does that mean that people already who are on the coast are sort of seeking higher ground?
Can I answer that one, Amos? I've got a mate of mine. You know where Whakatane is, Claire. They've warned them, the schools, everyone are moving up to the hills there. So they're right, like the Bay of Plenty. That's where they reckon they'll come in there, and Tauranga, Mount Maunganui and stuff.
Mm. Correct.
So they're on the move.
The scary thing now is they're saying, please don't take vehicles, take your dogs on a leash, walk or cycle, do whatever you can, because the traffic now is insane.
Terrible.
So anyone who's been in NZ knows that, you know, it's pretty little and there's not a lot of thoroughfares in and out of, especially small coastal towns like this. So they're all kind of rushing, and you can see I'm looking at photos on my Facebook of people literally walking their dogs, running, and it's just people are trying to get to higher ground. The warning at this stage, it's anywhere from about sort of 30 centimetre waves up to 3 metres
I just saw three metre warnings. Yeah, that hurts.
But the thing is, again, you know, the thing again about that is that it's more that fear of what's coming. This activity is still going on under there. What's coming next? Are we going to get a bigger quake, a bigger tsunami warning, and, you know, the flow-on effect? So that's very much what will be at play at the moment for them.
Claire, you just mentioned flow-on effect. Australia have also been warned of tsunami warning, Norfolk Island and parts of our coast as well. Is that something that we need to be concerned about?
Again, not majorly concerned in terms of nothing huge, not what we see on like the movies, you know what I mean? But there will definitely be big tides, there'll be a big surge, obviously, you know, ferocious seas. So if you're out there, you wouldn't want to be in a kayak or something this morning necessarily. But again, it's a watch and see, because there may well be more. These quakes in NZ are, you know, above 8 on the Richter scale, the latest one. That's massive.
Can I ask any of the Kiwis listening today who live in our Briwi brothers, give us a yell if you're speaking to any of your rallies and there's anything relevant we need to put on there. Claire, can I ask you a personal? You're going to move back home to New Zealand soon. Are you okay with all this?
Oh, look, you know, it's funny. It's one of those situations where I have in the past been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, Marto.
Yeah,
and
I know.
It's one of these things where this morning when I see this story, and I'm booked to go home actually the end of this month. We're going into hotel quarantine, which will be gloriously fun with 2 toddlers. But I see this, and it scares me. I feel that pit in my stomach again. I feel the shake in my voice now, you know, like there's a lot that people who have been through this, you know, are experiencing even still today. So it is scary, and it is nerve-wracking, but I'm sure we'll be okay. But, you know, it's one of these things. Mother Nature's a lot scarier, in my opinion, in my experience, than man-made crime or violence or any of these things. Mother Nature, she's just so unpredictable.
Claire, thanks for that comprehensive report. So if there's anyone, 133353, if you need to tell us anything that's going on over in New Zealand, give us a yell. Thanks, Claire.
We're thinking of you all.
Thanks, Claire.